In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Prayer to Christ the King. O Jesus Christ, I acknowledge Thee as universal King. All that has been made has been created for Thee. Exercise all Thy rights over me. I renew my baptismal vows, renouncing Satan, his pomps, and his works, and I promise to live as a good Christian. In particular, do I pledge myself to labor to the best of my ability for the triumph of the rights of God and of Thy Church. Divine Heart of Jesus, to Thee do I proffer my poor services, laboring that all hearts may acknowledge Thy sacred kingship, and that thus the reign of Thy peace be established throughout the whole universe. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. We are looking at My Catholic Faith, Lesson 98, the Second Commandment. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. The image shows St. Peter and John at the gates of the city with a poor man, a cripple, I guess, begging. And I'll read the caption, I think would be a better description. By the most holy name of Jesus, the apostles worked innumerable miracles. Among the first examples was that of the lame man that sat and begged at the gate of the temple. Upon seeing Peter and John about to enter the temple, he asked for an alms. Peter said, "Silver and gold I have none, but what I have I give thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, arise and walk." From Acts chapter 3, verse 6. And the lame man from birth leapt up and walked into the temple, praising God. We can begin the lesson now. What are we commanded by the second commandment? By the second commandment, we are commanded always to speak with reverence of God, of the saints, and of holy things, and to be truthful in taking oaths and faithful to them and to our vows. Quote, "Blessed be the name of the Lord, from henceforth, now and forever. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, the name of the Lord is worthy of praise." From Psalm 112, verses 2 and 3. Another quote, "I say to you not to swear at all, but let your speech be yes, yes, no, no." From St. Matthew, chapter 5, verses 34 and 37. Another quote, "The tongue no man can tame. Out of the same mouth proceed blessing and cursing." Okay. We should never speak God's name without holy respect. We should frequently call upon the name of God with true and heartfelt devotion, especially at the commencement and end of all our important actions and in time of trouble. Another quote, "Call upon me in the day of trouble, I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me." Psalm 49, verse 15. We should often praise God for his perfections and infinite goodness, and particularly when we receive favors from him. It is strange how often good gifts come to us from Almighty God, and we simply take without a word of thanks. Let us say that old saying of truly Christian hearts, "Deo gratias," thanks be to God. "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and never forget all he hath done for thee." Psalm 102, verse 1. The name of Jesus is the most powerful of all names. Through it we can obtain all that we need. Quote, "If you ask the Father anything in my name, he will give it to you." From St. John chapter 16, verse 23. That just happened to be in the gospel reading for this past Sunday, the fifth Sunday after Easter. We should pay reverence to the name of Jesus by bowing every time we speak it. We should especially pronounce the name of Jesus at the hour of death. Quote, "At the name of Jesus, every knee should bend of those in heaven, on earth, and under the earth." From Philippians 2:10, St. Stephen's last words were, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." From Acts chapter 7, verse 59. By the name of Jesus, the apostles and saints worked innumerable miracles, as St. Peter did when he said to the lame man, quote, "In the name of Jesus Christ, arise and walk." from Acts chapter 3, verse 6. Holy Scripture truly says, quote, "There is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved," from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 4, verse 12. What is meant by taking God's name in vain? By taking God's name in vain is meant that the name of God, or the holy name of Jesus Christ, is used without reverence, for example, to express surprise or anger. Quote, "And let not the naming of God be usual in thy mouth, and meddle not with the names of saints, for thou shalt not escape thee from them." Ecclesiasticus, chapter 23, verse 10. Profanity is the use of irreverent language. We should not use sacred names in impatience, jest, or mere surprise or habit, with no idea of paying God honor. The habit shows a lack of proper reverence. Many have the habit of exclaiming at every trifling circumstance, "Good Lord, my God, Jesus, Mary, Joseph." It is a thoughtless habit that should be corrected. It is wrong likewise to quote Holy Scripture in a light or irreverent manner. We should distinguish between profanity and vulgarity. Profanity is a sin of irreverence. Vulgarity is not necessarily sinful. Vulgarity is the use of coarse expressions like devil, hell, etc., through thoughtlessness or habit. It is a breach of good manners, and if indulged in, will lead to profanity. If used with malice, vulgarity is certainly a sin. By all means, we should avoid both vulgarity and profanity. Let us use God's holy name only in prayer and adoration. Irreverence to that name is sacrilege, since by the sin we profane a holy thing. The Lord will not hold him guiltless that shall take the name of the Lord his God in vain, from Exodus chapter 20, verse 7. Among the ancient Jews, the word for God was so sacred that even the high priest could speak it only once a year at the Feast of the Atonement, when he entered the most sacred part of the temple. It is a sin to take God's name in vain. Ordinarily, it is a venial sin. The Holy Name Society aims to promote love and reverence for the holy name of God and Jesus Christ, to suppress and make reparations for blasphemy, perjury, forbidden oaths, profanity, and any improper language. Every man should be a member of this society, which is only for men. At present, the membership, in 1946, is 2,500,000. Most Catholic policemen of New York City are faithful members. I don't think that's the case any longer. What is cursing? Cursing is the calling down of some evil on a person, place, or thing. To call down some punishment on ourselves or other creatures of God in a moment of anger is cursing. If the name of God is used, the sin is worse. When angry, parents sometimes curse their children and workmen their animals and tools. Often the one who curses does not mean what he says. If he does, it is indeed a most grievous sin to ask God to damn a person or send him to hell. A Christian should never curse, for such as bless him shall inherit the land, but such as curse him shall perish. Psalm 36, verse 22. The habit of cursing is an indication of lack of refinement and of self-control. Gentlemen, do not curse. Generally, we know the origin of a person by the words that come forth from his mouth. One who curses advertises his origin as the gutter. What is blasphemy? Blasphemy is insulting language which expresses contempt for God, either directly or through his saints and holy things. Contemptuous or abusive language against God, scoffing at the true religion, or ridiculing sacred ceremonies, all these are blasphemous. Sacrilege is a form of blasphemy. Irreverent actions and thoughts against God, the saints and angels, or holy persons and things are also blasphemous. In the Old Law, the blasphemer was condemned to death, and he that blasphemeth the name of the Lord, dying, let him die. All the multitude shall stone him. Leviticus chapter 24, verse 16. It is blasphemy to speak scornfully of God or of his actions or to attribute to a creature a prerogative of God. Thus the people blasphemed when they said after King Herod had spoken to them, quote, it is the voice of a God and not of a man. From Acts chapter 12, verse 22. Blasphemy is a sin of the devil. By insulting language against God, one offends the Almighty directly, not only his image. Blasphemy is essentially malicious, not as other sins that arise from human weakness or ignorance. Quote, whom hast thou blasphemed? Against whom hast thou exalted thy voice? Against the Holy One of Israel? In the fourth book of Kings, chapter 19, verse 22. The soldiers blasphemed Christ, so did the impenitent thief. Deliberate blasphemy is one of the gravest sins. God punishes it even on earth with severe chastisements and in hell after death. Quote, God is not mocked. From Galatians chapter 6, verse 7. King Balthasar used the sacred vessels for his feasting. A strange hand wrote his fate on the wall. That same night, the enemy entered his city, killed him, and made his kingdom part of the empire of the Medes and Persians. King Sennacherib blasphemed God and died by the hand of his own sons. But the worst punishment will be after death. One cannot blaspheme God and escape unpunished. Quote, they shall be cursed that shall despise thee. Book of Tobias, chapter 13, verse 16. That completes our reading for lesson 98, the second commandment. A lot of these I know are perhaps technical definitions to many people, but they are important things to distinguish, especially for Catholics as we examine our conscience, to know the difference between using our Lord's name in vain and cursing. As we see, sometimes they can go together. And I know that children are often told that any bad language is cursing, and they often make that confusion. And it's important that we know the distinction between cursing and vulgarities, coarse language that are not necessarily sins, but the anger that goes with them, or the deliberate use of these vulgarities for shock value or whatever may carry various degrees of culpability with them. I think too often we tend to lump everything under cursing, any kind of foul, improper, irreverent language we generally label as cursing, and that is, there is actually cursing is wishing harm or evil upon someone. And I've seen and heard of adults who will curse inanimate objects, which I find most humorous. I say, you know, your hammer, it can't hear you, it can't feel, it's not going to go to hell, it's not going to experience any of these things that you seem to want to curse it with. And it seems that you're making a bigger idiot of yourself than if you had just calmed down. So that cursing is a sign of our weakness, and then these vulgarities, as it says, suggest to us, shows where we came from. Basically, it says from the gutter, that we have no civility or dignity about ourselves when we sink to using that kind of language. But that kind of language, though placed under the second commandment, is not using God's name in vain, but it is just simple vulgarity. And truly, to use our Lord's name in vain, we invoke his name. And because the saints are closely associated with God, the abuse of their name falls under this category as well. And then also we see the profanity or the blasphemy, the abuse of the sacred objects that the church uses, the ceremonies, and to mock or to abuse that which is holy and pleasing to God. Okay, I don't really have anything else. Do we have any questions or comments? Okay, then we will end with the act of resignation to the divine will. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. O Lord my God, I now at this moment readily and willingly accept at thy hand whatever kind of death it may please thee to send me, with all its pains, penalties, and sorrows. Benedictio Dei omnipotentis, Patris, et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.